Cradio, nourishing the soul of the digital generation.
Well, today I'm privileged to be in the company of Tim Staples. He is in Australia witnessing his faith on his second tour, I believe, and speaking once again to packed out audiences across the country. The Catholic Answers website describes Tim as a Catholic apologist extraordinaire, raised as a Southern Baptist and coming back to the faith. He joined the Marines, where he became involved in ministry with various Assemblies of God churches and became a youth minister. During the end of his time as a Marine, he was trying to prove the Catholic faith wrong, and as a Catholic, he joins me today. Welcome, Tim.
Great to be with you.
I wanted to start about the time in your life where you were a youth minister in the Assemblies of God and Catholicism comes into your life, and you're trying to prove it wrong. How did this all come about?
Well, it actually came about while I was still serving in the United States Marine Corps, shortly before I would become a youth minister in the Assemblies of God. I met a young Catholic Marine, his name was Sergeant Matt Dula, who was the first Catholic I had ever met who really knew his faith and was able to give me strong, biblical, reasoned responses to my questions about Catholicism. I actually started out trying to convert him, and he ended up going a long way toward converting me. He got me started anyway by challenging me, not only with his answers, but he also gave me books, challenged me to read the Church Fathers, and what the Catholic Church actually taught, rather than reading books about Catholicism by, you know, anti-Catholics and such. So, I figured I have nothing to fear. I love truth. I want truth. And so, of course, I started reading Catholic canons and decrees of councils and a few papal encyclicals and a lot of the Church Fathers trying to disprove the Catholic faith. And basically, that's how I became Catholic.
Was there a point in your life where you said, oh, I have to go? Was there something, right, that epiphany, as one would say?
Yeah, I had about a two-year odyssey to the church where, again, I started studying to disprove it. And, I started reading books like Dr. Ludwig Ott's Fundamentals of Catholic Dogma, which Matt Dula gave me, Cardinal Gibbon's Faith of Our Fathers, and many other books like that, and I'm discovering more and more Catholic truth, fighting with it, but finding myself moving closer and closer. Well, when I got out of the Marine Corps, I entered into ministry in the Assemblies of God. The idea was to start off as a youth minister and then work part-time to earn my credentials with the Assemblies of God, so that led me into deeper study. It became, I don't want to say an obsession, but it filled a lot of my calendar studying Catholicism to prove it wrong. And then the closer I got to Catholic, the more I realized I had to step down from ministry. When I stepped down because of my Catholic tendencies, I still wanted to save my Protestantism. So I went to Jimmy Swaggart Bible College in Louisiana in the States in order to attempt to save my Protestantism, and it was there that I really dove deep, and it was there that I really became Catholic. But it's an interesting thing, your question, because there came a point in my life where I believe I was intellectually Catholic, but I still didn't want to be, and I was still fighting it in my heart. And I honestly believe it was one night in the dorm room when I knelt down, kind of in exhaustion and thinking, am I crazy? Am I losing my mind here? Is the Catholic Church true? I couldn't answer anything intellectually anymore, but I guess I had so much prejudice in my heart against Catholicism. It still was repugnant to me, but I knelt down in my dorm room one night and I prayed to the Blessed Mother. And that was the first time I'd ever prayed to a saint. By that time, I'd probably known for almost 2 years it was okay to pray to saints, but I'd never done it. And I knelt down and I prayed to Mary, and I basically asked her, I said, Mary, I don't know if I'm doing this right. I don't know what I'm supposed to do, but please help me. I just said, please help me. And I really believe that was the moment. That was it. It was as though I felt the intercession of the Blessed Mother, and it was as though the faith moved from my head to my heart. And I really do believe from that moment forward. I mean, that was the change, and I have never doubted the Catholic faith since.
At that point, had you been to any Catholic masses at that stage, or even different exposition of the Blessed Sacrament, something of that nature?
Absolutely nothing. My contact with Catholicism was purely 1 year with Matt Dula in the Marines, and then concurrently my encounter with a stack of books. It was all reading church fathers, church documents, you know, the Jesuit fathers of St. Mary's, what the church teaches, Denzinger's Sources of Catholic Dogma. I mentioned Dr. Livicott. It was really book after book, and then doing investigation in the library as well. At Jimmy Swaggart Bible College, we had this 38 volume set of the Church Fathers, and I'm pouring through that. And so it was really an intellectual journey and became rather dry. I think when I finally turned my heart toward the Blessed Mother, that's when the love of God really got injected into this. And then I couldn't wait to meet my first Catholic priest.
And so meeting your first Catholic priest, going to your first Catholic Mass, was it it would have been a strange occurrence for you?
That's an understatement. Yeah, I remember my first encounter with the Mass. It was a bit of a paradigm shift for me, because I was used to Pentecostal services where they're lively and people are, you know, shouting and praising God, and everybody's hugging each other and such. And, you know, I went to my first Catholic Mass and I looked around and thought, why is everybody mad? You know, nobody's smiling and such. So it was quite different. And of course, I had already understood the difference between the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass and where the focus is on the altar and the Eucharist. But still, it was a bit of a paradigm shift for me, and took a bit of getting used to. And my first meeting with a priest, when I got home from Bible college, Matt Dula, who was still in the Marine Corps at the time, introduced me to the vocations director of the diocese in Arlington, because he had been talking to him about being a priest, and he was an incredible priest, incredibly loving man, knowledgeable man. So I had a nice long chat with him, and I contacted the local parish priest, and I'll never forget that phone call, because I called him. Actually, this was before I even met the vocations director for the diocese. When I first got home from Bible college, I called just the closest Catholic church. I just called, and the pastor wasn't in, so they gave me to the associate pastor, an old Stigmatine priest, Father Collins, who was a saintly man who has since gone to his reward. But I said to him, you know, Father, I'm interested in becoming Catholic. What do I do? And he says, well, let's make an appointment. And he says, I have an opening next week at such and such time. And I said, well, I'd like to make it earlier, Father. Let me just explain. I just got home from Jimmy Swaggart Bible College. I was an Assembly of God youth minister, and I want to be Catholic. And he says, get in here. He says, come in here right now. And so I went over there immediately. And he turned out to be just a wonderful, holy priest. And then I met Father Burns, the pastor there, who would sort of mentor me into the church. And Matt Dula also entered. I was very, very blessed to meet just one after another extraordinary priests. My first spiritual director was Father Ron Gillis, who was Matt Dula's spiritual director, an Opus Dei priest with two PhDs, you know, just absolutely brilliant and holy, holy priest. When I was introduced to him by Matt Dula, I was just really taken, blown away by this guy's knowledge as well as his holiness, and he became my spiritual director. So I feel like I got a little bit spoiled, you know, by just by God's grace, you know, he guided me to just some wonderful minds and holy priests, as well as wonderful people in the Diocese of Arlington, Virginia, back in the States.
And I guess that's those examples that you've demonstrated is perhaps if you'd had a different run of people leading up to the Catholic faith, it may be a different story.
That's right. I believe that. I think, in fact, I'm confident of that because I had met a lot of Catholics in the years that I was Protestant. And, of course, I always tried to convert them, and I was successful at times. Most of the Catholics that I met made no impression on me other than the fact that they didn't know Christ and they didn't know their Bibles and they didn't know why they were Catholic, you know. So, yeah, there's no doubt that without Matt Dulo or a Catholic like him that was knowledgeable of his faith, I wouldn't be here.
You're listening to Cradio.